privilege that you have given unto us to come into your presence through the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, I thank you because the blood of Jesus speaks concerning us than the blood of Abel. Therefore, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and you have given the blood of Jesus as an atonement for us. My Father, as we come in this moment, I acknowledge you as the leader, as the deliverer, as the helper, as the provider, as the one that releases, as the one that executes every agenda in your heart and in your mind concerning us in the name of Jesus, concerning your son and your daughter. Therefore, Jesus, Son of the living God, have your way now in our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Establish your counsel and let there be freedom totally, and let there be a release into destiny and into the fullness of what you have created your son and your daughter for in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Le eplustosi intrana gustososi este libro nobustosia. Beloved, I want to hear your voice, both of you today. I want you to pray in the Holy Spirit where you hear me praying in the Holy Spirit, and so that we clear the air and we come into the presence of the Lord without any inhibition, without anything that is contrary. We are saying to the Lord, have your way, take your place. So I need you to speak up. Beloved, let God hear all of our voices as we come into his presence. We have come to obtain mercy and grace to help in this time of need. And the great Alpha is the Holy Spirit. Is to libru nagasu supriando kustosozia. Lekle kukustoso etronobosa. Nende lebeli kustosia. Itondo lobosa. Ingo kustosozia etolobosia. Let me hear your voice. Let heaven hear your voice. Lekukustosozia. Nengle kukuzosia, enkolobosia, ilebri akukusosopri andoli kukusosia, nengeke teli brudosia, nengla kukusosua e pronde ge kustoso, istende ge kustososia, le epli ingrusosia, nele grusosia, ente ge kustososia, eso pionde kustososia, Illa bongru sosia ampri andusto sosie. Indele ke kuku soso ondolo boshete. Illa bengre si ike kwazo si andolo prosi ate. Endolo bosa ate. I'm going to be quiet. I want both of you to speak in the hearing of the Lord, and I want to be able to hear your voice. I can hear Brother Laddie's voice. I can hear Tutu's voice. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. So go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Beloved, I don't want to hear English prayer right now. I don't want to hear English. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you have given your life to Jesus, I want you to start and pray in the Spirit now. Delike kutusto so ontri nagazo. Istendelike kutose zi intra naboso. Esto blengle kustosia atroso si. Inge kutusto sosia. Me klosto sosi ila mongru sasie. Mengro sosia apiondo kustosose. Endege kustoso prenegasa sie. Esso prondegi kustosia. Mekle kustososia, efron In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Sister, have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost?
Yes, ma'am.
So why can't I hear your voice? So on your own, you are going to pray now. I want to hear you. Brother Ladi, I want your wife alone to pray this prayer. What you are praying right now in the spirit is that you are saying, my Father, I give myself over to you now. And you are saying that in your spirit, you are speaking in tongues. Lord, my life, I refuse to live a life that is not according to your will. I hand the key of my life, the key of my life, Lord, over to you for you to manipulate it, to control it. I hand over the seat of my life to you now. The Indra Nabos, Ikekuasososia, Ilabrondege Kustososie. Beloved, speak up. You can hear my voice. I want to hear yours. Istolibruno Kustososia, Mengle Kukusoso, Ondege Kustose, Esuplenge Likusosia, Intronabosa. Beloved, let me hear your voice. Is there police in your house?
No, ma.
So I want your voice. I know you can talk loud. Beloved, we are deliberate and we are desperate.
Yes, ma'am.
So if that is your attitude and you want an answer, I want to hear your voice.
Yes, ma'am.
So let God hear the majestic cry of my people of Israel came to me because they were ready. Go ahead until I stop you. And Brother Ladi, you can also join now. God said, what you are saying is that over to you. And I am saying, even me, my life, the golden key of my life, I hand it over to God. I don't want to sit at the driver's seat. Lord, I give my life to you. It's done.
Because we put it on speaker.
Okay, good. I want us to go to Leviticus chapter 17. What you have to know is that it is God's desire for you to be free. Freedom, there are two things that the Lord has spoken to me about, which you will see coming across even as I minister to you today. Because I don't want a temporary solution for you. And it's going to depend on your walk with God. That's why you have to hand over your entire life unto Him and cease from self-management and let God manage you. It means that you have to yoke yourself with God. Otherwise, we'll keep getting temporary things that doesn't last. So, but whatsoever the Lord doeth, abideth forever. When man stay with God, everything will be all right. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. It is written, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for you. I have given it on the altar to make atonement for you in order for you to be able to take the next prayer right. You have to understand what atonement means. God was speaking to Moses, and said, I have given to you the life of the flesh that is in the blood for an atonement for your souls. The soul, as I said this morning, we know is the mind, the will, and the emotion. And God said, I have given it to purge. Atonement means a purging instrument. To purge it. To purge away everything that is not God. Atonement also means to forgive, because there is nothing that we do in the body that does not originate from our thoughts. Atonement means to pardon. Atonement also means to cleanse. Atonement is that blood, the life of the blood, the life of the flesh that Jesus gave. That is why I said, get me the communion, because there must be a yoking that is the one by which we're going to stand before God today. It said the atonement means to cleanse. It means merciful. The atonement brings a reconciliation. An atonement, it means a putting off of anything that is not of God in your life. Atonement means to cover, which simply implies the coat of righteousness that God wears upon us by the blood that was shed. It covers our soul and shield it from any infiltration of darkness. Shield it from every form of pollution. It shield it from every injection of darkness. It is a cover, a protective covering that God has given unto us. How will this work? This atonement blood with this and all, it will make and turn to nothing every allegation and every accusation, any legitimate punishment that is due as a result of disobedience. The wages of sin is dealt with. Because the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Beloved, so as the blood of Jesus is an atoning blood for you, and is going to walk in this ways in your life this afternoon, so that we have a ground for these prayers today. The blood of atonement. The blood of atonement is the blood of redemption that Jesus shed. He shed that blood for us on Calvary, and the blood has a voice. That is why the word of the Lord says in Romans chapter 5, verse number 5, let's read it in completeness.
Romans 5:7.
Beloved, go ahead. Actually, can you read it from the beginning for me, please? And we are
going. Is it from Romans?
Romans, let your wife read the first 5 verses, and then you will also read from 5 until I say stop. Romans chapter 5 from verse 1. Your wife will read from 1 to 5, and Brother Ladi, you will read on, and I will tell you when to stop.
Okay.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Amen.
And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by
hope
the Holy Spirit.
Hope maketh not ashamed, because of the love of God that is shed abroad in our heart. Put your hands on that, don't forget. Hope maketh not ashamed because of God's love. God's love in the heart of man is the death of Jesus. The life that he gave, the blood that he shed to demonstrate, it was a demonstrative love. God's love shed abroad in our heart. The shedding of the Lord is the shedding of the blood. Go ahead, beloved.
By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Amen.
For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Scarcely for the righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath to through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled by God, were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God's true Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Amen.
Wherefore, amen.
Amen.
Go to 12.
Wherefore, as by one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law sins was in the world, but sins is not imputed when there is no law.
Amen.
Nevertheless, amen.
Let your wife now read from
14.
From 14, and read to 20, and you read the last one, which is 21.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him
excuse
was
me
to come.
Excuse me, do you understand what he said about the similitude of Adam's transgression?
No, ma'am.
Similitude means a pattern in the likeness of the type of operation what Adam did, which is simply disobedience, which is also simply, like I said on the prayer line this morning, is because Adam was deceived. He became a victim of manipulation. He was trapped by the serpent who lied to him. Are you really like God? Did God actually say so? He was trapped. She was trapped because they lack understanding. Created like God, and then they are being challenged whether they look like God. Tosin look like you. Anybody that asks Tosin, do you look like Pastor Ellie? That person must be number one sick person. Because you can't look like, he can't look like me. It's your child. So what this word of the Lord is saying, that there is an inherited sin that came from Adam. But even that, God is saying, I have made a provision for your forgiveness before you get into it. Go ahead. Because the Lamb of God has been slain from the foundation of the earth. Repeat verse 14 again. Very important.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many.
Amen.
And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation.
Condemnation.
But the
freedom. Yes.
But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification.
Free gift for justification.
Yes.
Go ahead.
For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gifts of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Therefore,
hold on. Sorry, I just need to highlight so that when I ask you to pray, you pray. What is the meaning of death?
Ma?
What is the meaning of death?
Death.
Death means dying, yes?
That person, yes, sir.
So what happens when people die?
Their soul leaves. The soul leaves the body.
So when the soul is no longer there, what is left?
Mm-hmm. Flesh.
Emptiness.
Ma?
Emptiness.
Emptiness.
Okay.
Which means that death is a state of paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
Death is a state of inactivity. Death is a state of lack of progress, because a dead man cannot progress. Death is a state of destiny termination. And death is a state of dryness. Death is a state where there is no nourishment. Death is a state where there is no result. There is no more reward. Death is a wasting state. Whatever the individual is already wasted. So this thing that we call death, there is something that the word of the Lord said. He said it was even when Adam made a mistake. In verse number 12, he said, "And wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin." The death that he died was what I said this morning. I won't go over it. I'm hoping that you were both there.
Yes, ma'am.
It was cut off. It was the life of God that made him to be active, that made him to be able to get resolved, that was taken away, that gave him the nourishment, the energy, that gave him the resolve, that gave him everything that makes all things to work for him. That was what happened. But God covered. He made a coat of skin and covered man, because blood has to be shed. He covered their nakedness. He decreed and declared a judgment on them. But beloved, look at this word, because you have to understand it. It said, and so death passed upon all men. Death was passed upon all men, that for all that have sinned, for that all have sinned, there is an inherited death. But it said, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. It was passed on. There was this, when it says it was passed on, beloved, it means that we inherited it, but it said until there was law. Sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. It means that sin is not laid to anybody's account. that his sin is not recorded against anyone, even though it was passed on, it was inherited. It was not laid to our charge. We are not accountable for what we did until law came. That is why you see this morning, when the sons of God were married to the sons, to the daughters of men, God said he saw everything that he has created. He said he would destroy them. But God did not impute sin unto them until he set up a law. But God, who is kind and rich in mercy, has made a way of escape for man by allowing his blood to be shed on Calvary. I want you to continue from where you stopped. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. To reign in life means to rule. That was where Adam made a mistake. He ruled in Genesis 2:19. And the abundance of grace in Christ Jesus brought us to that place of recovery. Beloved, to rule, to have dominion again, to be able to lift up our head again, to be able to have influence again, to be able to have control that the enemy has made us to lose through that disobedience. He said it was not accounted to us, but it was in a man begin to have a tendency to make mistakes. Man from Adam has the tendency to break law, to disobey God, but until the law has been established, we said don't. It was not charged against man for whatever they did. But the law, when man was persistently doing wrong, God said, because you did this, if you did at the conditions you have to comply with, don't comply, this is what is going to happen. So we have consequences to our action. But beloved, the word of the Lord says that you and I just saw that there is abundance of grace is going to help you to make a note of these scriptures by the abundance of grace, because certain things we are going to settle in this process of deliverance, and they are going to be buried for life, and they must never lift up their ugly head in your marriage, in your family, in your life, in the life of your children, never again. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And therefore the word of the Lord says, we have the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, which has abounded unto many. He called it abundance of grace. And the abundance of grace is established in your sonship in Christ Jesus. John chapter number 1. Verse 12 to 14. Anybody that gets there quick, please read it. The time is in our favor. Let's read it. John 1, verse number 12. I want you to receive the grace of God today that eliminates and erases every handwriting of the enemy that is sponsoring any form of affliction to your livelihood, to your source of bread, to your staff of bread, to your source of income, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. John chapter number 12. Yes, anybody that sees it.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Gave what?
Even to them.
What did he give them? He gave them power.
Gave them, yes, sir. He power, yes, gave power.
to become
the sons of God.
Yes.
Even to them that believe on his name.
Power of sonship, yes, go ahead.
Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Full of John grace. That's fine. It said Jesus was full of grace and truth. Yes, John, that is, yes, John 1:14. It was full of grace and full and of truth. Beloved, and the word of the Lord said, we beheld his glory. The glory as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. So, beloved, that glory is the glory of Arise. That glory is the glory of kingship. That glory is the glory that speaks of the magnificence of God, the excellence of God, the preeminence of God, the dignity. Joblessness does not have, is not dignified. It said, in the glory that you and I have received, there is magnificence there. There is excellence there. There is preeminence there. There is dignity in that glory. That is the glory of God. That is the splendor of God. That is the personal excellency of Christ, our Lord. Beloved, that you have received, we beheld him. I want your spirit man to be active this morning, and you are taking what God has ordained for you by force. He said he's full of grace. Grace. What is grace? Grace is grace. Beloved, we speak, we call it unmerited favor. I hope you write something down. Because when deliverance is finished, you have to maintain your deliverance. It said the thief grace is the thief that afford us of joy. What will make you joyful? This grace are to give you things that brings you into pleasure. They are to add sweetness into your life. Beloved, the grace is to give us access to the benefits of our sonship. This grace of God in our life is to release in us the divine strength of God. The grace of God is the virtue of God inside of us. And the word of the Lord said, as part of our sonship, we receive the abundance of grace. We didn't receive the abundance of trouble. In what we have, it is a gift of God to man. All of this is embedded in the sonship that God has given to us. Don't forget all it, because as it said in Romans 5:15, by grace which is by one man Jesus Christ has abounded unto many. We didn't work for it. We received this as abundance of grace in Christ Jesus. We receive the increase of grace. We receive an overflow of God's grace. Beloved, what that does is it gave us access to everything that is God. Not because we merit it, not because we deserve it, not because we worth it. Everything required for us to excel in life, everything that is required for us to make it in life, everything that is required for us to progress in life, everything that is required for us to walk through the divine open door in our life, it has been given as part of the sonship. And beloved, he said, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many are dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses into justification. So justification is available. Justification means, even though we were wrong, we were deemed to be right. So, beloved, it doesn't matter who was wrong yesterday. It doesn't matter who behaved badly yesterday. It doesn't matter who was the cause of the problem. But the word of the Lord said, as long as we take care and we embrace what Christ has meant for us, there is forgiveness. And there we are abundantly pardoned. What Romans was talking about, all these things that Romans talk about justification, about access to the free gift, to sonship, beloved, about termination of shame, that, beloved, was a result of breaking of the law, beloved, the blood of atonement has made it available to you and to me. It said, therefore, please read on verse number 17, verse 17, read 17 and 18 and 19, and labor in 20 and 21. Bekusto zosi ande likru zosia.
Read it, come.
You have to read it.
I can't see it.
Yes, sir.
Beloved, I want you to shout me down if you don't understand anything that I say. Deliverance, it is important that you have understanding, because that is when we finish praying, everything begins to take place that is good for you. And you will not be able to say, Kini Yoti Shele, Oma Shele, because the word of God says so. Please go ahead.
Okay. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as the man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered
that the offense might abound. But where sins abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Offense gave birth to death and condemnation. Disobedience releases offense, but grace releases justification and abundance of life in Christ Jesus. So the approach of this moment of deliverance is not by human righteousness, human perfection, but in the perfection that Christ, our Lord, has established, so that you take your place again in life. And peace begin to be under your control as you are under the control of God. So the blood first has to purge and remove and eliminate anything that is not God. The blood of atonement has to speak of forgiveness and pardon. It has to cleanse. And by the blood, we become reconciled unto God. And we obtain the mercy of God. And the blood becomes a covering. So anything that the enemy could have pointed out to in our life becomes no longer in existence. The guilt, the blame, the accusation of the devil is no longer going to be able to stand. And it's this blood that we are going to apply for forgiveness and for purging this morning is going to cut off the yoke from every side, every foundational baggages that was passed on to anyone, because you are no longer born again by flesh and blood through the natural descent. You came in Christ, into Christ through your spiritual birth, which is the life of Christ coming into you. Therefore, as we start, you are saying to the Father, does anybody understand? Do you have a question before we begin to pray? It says grace abounds where there is sin and offense. It doesn't matter whether you've offended each other. Even when you offend, how do you offend God? You offend somebody. How do you offend God? You disobey God. But God said that before we did it, the blood of his only begotten son has been shed. And that is what we saw in the book of Romans. It said, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. It is through the blood of atonement. Therefore, I want you to understand the depth of the atoning blood. And you are saying, Lord, by the covenant of your atoning blood, I confess every one of my wrongs before you. Forgive me. Purge away my iniquity. Cleanse me from all my sin. Purge away my iniquity. Cleanse me from all my sin. Uste libru zosi andoli ke kwa zosi. Ezu intro locusto zosi. By the covenant of the atoning blood of Jesus, I confess my sins. Lord, forgive me. Purge away my iniquity. Cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. Isto likla kusto zosie. Isto bodong lika kwazo. Is By the covenant of the atoning blood of Jesus, oh God, my Father, purge away my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin.
Consequences that were imposed
excuses a man. Beloved, it is a cause. Deuteronomy from verse 15 up to the end said it. But the redemption buy us back. It brought us back into sonship. The price was paid for our recovery. The ransom for what we sinned, of our sin, has been paid. The demand of God has been satisfied. I want you to lift up your voice as you stand this afternoon. You are saying, my Father, by the redeeming, atoning power in the blood of Jesus, establish true covenants. Establish true covenants. Every cause associated to disobedience that has sponsored affliction.
Affliction
against my staff of bread. Do you understand? Can somebody repeat what I said?
No, ma, we're repeating after you, ma.
Okay, repeat what you get. What did you hear? Okay, I'm going to change it. But the covenant, please try, and I will make it short. But the first, we can't mix at all. We have to engage covenant of redemption.
Redemption.
The covenant of redemption. Hold on. The covenant of redemption is what break every cause.
Break.
It breaks the cause.
It breaks every cause.
The cause of disobedience. We have repented of that disobedience. So the associated cause have been broken by the blood of redemption. Therefore, it means that they are no longer supposed to be effective in your life. Every cause that is associated with disobedience they have been broken, and the blood of redemption will do another thing. It brings about our recovery. It paid the penalty. In order for us to be free from the punishment, which was the cause. Jesus satisfied this by his intervention for us through the blood of redemption.
So the blood of redemption brings back
our recovery.
It pays our death penalty and it averts our punishment. So what I'm going to do, we will take these 3 points one by one. Because when a penalty has been paid, you release the victim. Therefore, you are saying, my Father, by the covenant, my Father, by the covenant,
redemption,
by the covenant of redemption, sister, to know that I tell people to write it down. Covenant of redemption, because when I leave you for 2 minutes, you are going on in that prayer, you might not hear my voice. But I will only be hearing your voice. My Father, by the covenant of redemption and the blood of Jesus, I decree Let every punishment that is assaulting my staff of bread, every punishment and assault against my staff of bread be averted in the name of Jesus. Your staff of bread is what?
Staff of bread. Staff of bread means to not to be able to provide for yourself.
Exactly. And we call it staff of bread because that was the only thing that Reuel gave unto Moses when he was working as a shepherd. I'm going to read it again because I have to scribble it down so that as I'm hearing, I'm writing. My father, by covenant of redemption, in the blood of Jesus, I decree, let every punishment and assault against my staff of bread be averted in the name of Jesus. Did you get it or am I too fast?
I'm getting it.
Do you want me to repeat it?
Yes, ma'am.
Write it down. You can both read it from the same page. My Father, by the covenant in the blood of the covenant of redemption in the blood of Jesus, let every punishment due to me and assault against my staff of bread be averted in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let every punishment, when you've read it two or three times, you are now going to emphasize every assault against my staff of bread, every punish due to me as a result of disobedience, be averted, be averted, be averted, be averted in the mighty name of Jesus. So now that you know your position and what Christ has done for you, you are commanding that punishment. You are saying you don't have a hold over me. That is what you are doing. When you are saying it must be averted, it must no longer hold. It loses its ability to make me jobless. It loses its ability to be effective again in my life. So when you are saying, I want you to emphasize on it, when you are praying and the Holy Spirit begins to pray through all you continue to pray through you, you will come to a place where you are saying, I stop the assault of the devil. That is going to be the second prayer point. But I will lead you. But I want to hear your voice as you say, my Father, by the covenant said after me. And when you don't hear my voice, just begin to pray. My Father, by the covenant of redemption.
By the covenant of redemption.
In the blood of Jesus,
I decree that every punishment
against my staff of bread,
be averted in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Covenant of redemption, answer in my favor. Terminate every assault of witchcraft against my career.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Forget it. Beloved, because the witchcraft operation speaks about manipulation against career. So you are saying covenant of redemption, answer in my favor. Terminate every manipulation, every assault of witchcraft against my career, against my self-credit, against my job, against my opportunity, in my name of Jesus. Lord, I believe in the covenant of redemption. Arise, my covenant of redemption, in the name of Jesus. Answer in my favor. terminate every assault of witchcraft against my career in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Against your career, against your finances, against your marriage, against your livelihood, Amen.
Amen.
I want to teach you how to do something. You are getting there gradually. We are almost there, but not quite. I want to show you a secret. Jeremiah chapter number 23, verse 29. The word of the Lord said, is not my word like fire? Declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters the rock. Fire devours. Fire we consume. Hammer, beloved, it will shatter. Hammer will shatter and scatter. So, as I say it, you can see the effect of application of an hammer as a shatter, a scatter. Beloved, a turn to ashes. Shatter to pieces. And what does it do? It shatters to pieces, it grounds to irrecoverable product. So that is why affliction must not arise the second time. That's why he said, when your enemy come against you, you will look for them, you will not see them anymore. They will be of the thing of naught, because they will be non-existent. So, as it said, English translation said, it's not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks. The same word that is called breaks, it smashes. It's called smashes. It's called breaks into pieces and smashes to pieces. Beloved, which simply implies that what you have pieced, you pieces it in such a way that it cannot be recovered. So when you take the hammer, if you have an hammer at home, you take it, you go to the safety, you take it, you take it, go to the case of the hammer, you hold it by the wooden area. And once you grip it, you start hammering it. That was what the woman in Luke 18 was doing. Do something about my case. 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 You can help me do something. And the unjust judge has to respond. But when you are terminating something that must no longer reoccur, you are hammering it. So if I take the same prayer that I'm going to give you now, that says, by the covenant in the blood of Jesus, I terminate every attack.
I didn't get that, man.
By the covenant in the blood of Jesus,
okay,
I terminate every attack against my career in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. By the covenant in the blood of Jesus, to terminate means I stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I terminate every attack against my career in the name of Jesus. Then if I'm taking that prayer, I say, I terminate you. You attack of the devil against my livelihood. Be terminated. Be terminated. I terminate you. So as you are applying the armor, you are saying, be terminated. Be terminated. Be terminated now. Be terminated now. Be terminated now. If there is anything that represents instrument of your career or what you wear to work, you are saying, you, any attack of the devil against you that wants me to stop using you, wearing you to work, my shoe to work, wearing my garment to work, having money in my bank account to take care of my responsibility, I terminate you. I terminate you. I stop you now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I stop you. So you take, you beloved, until it is broken. The armor you keep applying it to the stronghold of the devil until you crush it and it becomes like pieces. You will know that you have undone that thing. Full stop. Do you get it?
Yes.
Brother Lai, do you understand it?
Yes, I do.
So, because covenant has said that through redemption, there is no cost that is supposed to be associated. He said, we will lend unto many nations, we will not borrow. When there is no job, how can one not lend? So, beloved, how can one not borrow? So, what you are dealing with is the root of what is causing me to borrow money. It was an attack against my finances, attack against my job, attack against my health, attack in any form. So you are saying, by the covenant in the blood of Jesus, I terminate every attack against my career in the name of Jesus. And you begin to slot different things into it. When you finish with one, against my ministry, be terminated. Against my marriage, be terminated. Against my livelihood, be terminated. Against my children, be terminated. I stop such attack in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's beyond the galibus of art. Whether it is in my dream or when I wake up, whether it is among my family, wherever it comes from, I stop you now. I stop you now in the name of Jesus. That is the way to apply the armor of the word of God. So when you say you stop it, and then I know that we are prayed through on that, and then we will begin to apply fire. What has been broken and shattered to pieces must now be consumed and be done to ashes, because it must never reoccur. That is what I want to show you. Because when I call prayers, I want you to be able to know the Holy Spirit. I didn't come here with anything pre-written. There are visions that God has given to me about your family. But my responsibility is to lead you in how to be free from those things. And therefore, you are going to say, by the covenant in the blood of Jesus, I terminate every attack against my career, against my livelihood, against my finances, against my marriage, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Be terminated now. Be terminated now. Attack against my job. Attack against my livelihood. Attack against my marriage. Attack against my ministry. Be terminated. Be terminated. Use your hands.
I stop you now. By the covenant in the blood of Jesus. By the covenant in the blood of Jesus. I terminate every attack against my career against my job, against my finances, against my business, against my marriage, against my children, against my wife. Father Lord, let it be terminated now. I terminate you now. I terminate you now. You come. I terminate you now. I terminate you now. Every attack, every attack, I terminate every attack against my career. Every attack against my finances. Every attack against my family. Every attack against my marriage. Every attack against you, against my finances. Father Lord, I terminate you now. I terminate you now. I terminate you now. Be terminated in the mighty name of Jesus. Be terminated in the mighty name of Jesus. Every attack, I stop you now. I stop you now. I terminate you now. Every attack, every attack, every attack, every attack, I stop every attack. Father Lord, every attack, I stop every attack. By the covenant in the blood of Jesus, I terminate every attack against my career, against my livelihood, against my boy, against my family, against my household. I terminate you now. I terminate you now. Against my finances, I terminate you now. Be terminated. Be terminated now. Now. The mighty name of Jesus.
I stop you now. I terminate you now.
I terminate you now. Every attack
You are terminated now. In the mighty name of Lord Jesus, Father, Lord, by the covenant, in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, Lord, I terminate you now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. By the covenant of the unbreakable word of God, because Isaiah 55:11, God said that my word that has gone forth out of my mouth, it shall not return back unto me void. It will accomplish its purpose, and it will prosper in the tongue it has been sent. And Psalm 89:34, the word of the Lord said, my covenant shall I not break, neither will I alter what I have uttered through my mouth. So you are saved by the irrevocable. Covenant.
Of the unbreakable.
Of the word of God.
Unbreakable word of God.
By the irrevocable covenant of the word of God. Through the blood of Jesus. I stop every attack sponsoring joblessness in my life.
Every attack. I didn't hear that.
Every attack sponsoring. Sponsoring joblessness.
And financial crisis. And financial crisis in my life.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, I'll read it again. I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
By the irrevocable covenant of the word of God, through the blood of sponsoring joblessness and financial crises in my life, I stop you. In the name of Jesus. So you are saying joblessness, stop. Financial crisis, stop. In the mighty name of Jesus, I stop every joblessness, every attack, sponsoring joblessness, sponsoring a financial crisis, sponsoring a financial crisis and disgrace in my life. I stop you now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is to bend through non-anglican custos.
by the covenant of your mouth, by the
covenant
of the Spirit,
by the spirit of word of God, through the blood of Jesus, stop every attack, censoring judgment, and financial crisis in my life, in Jesus' name, by the covenant of the unbreakable word of God, through the blood of Jesus, I stop every attack, censoring joblessness, and financial crisis in my life. In Jesus' name, stop every financial crisis, every heartache in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, I stop every hardship in my life. In Jesus' mighty name.
By the irrevocable covenant of the unbreakable word of the Lord, through the blood of Jesus Christ, I stop every attack, sponsoring joblessness and financial crisis in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, I stop you now. I stop you now. I stop every joblessness. I stop every financial crisis. I stop every joblessness in my life. I stop every financial crisis. I stop not being able to grow. But I love from strength to strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, I stop every failure in this family. I stop every failure in my marriage. I stop every failure of not being able to accomplish anything. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, by the covenant, by the irrevocable covenant of your unbreakable word of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, Lord, through the blood of Jesus, I stop every attack sponsoring joblessness, every attack sponsoring finance crisis. I stop every attack sponsoring failure in this family. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, Lord, I stop them now. Joblessness stop. Financial crisis stop. Father, Lord, not being able to progress. Stop. Stop in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it be stopped. Every joblessness, let it stop today. Today is the end. Father, Lord, let it stop in the mighty name of Jesus. Joblessness in my life, joblessness in my wife, joblessness in this household. Father, Lord, let it stop. Let it stop today. Let it stop today. I put an end to it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I hammer it down today. It will never rise again. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I hammer it down. In the mighty name of Jesus, joblessness, financial crisis, you will never rear your head again. You will be hammered down. I stop you today. I stop you now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I stop you today. I stop you now. 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 The word that comes out of the Lord shall never go back. Father, Lord, it shall never go back. By the covenant of the unbreakable word of the Lord, through the blood of Jesus Christ, I stop every attack sponsoring joblessness. I stop every attack sponsoring financial crisis. I stop every attack sponsoring failure. I stop every attack of every negativity in this family. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, Lord, I stop you now. I stop them now. I stop them now. Stop. Joblessness, stop. Joblessness, stop. Failure, stop. Joblessness, stop. Failure, stop. Joblessness, stop. Financial crisis, stop. I stop you now. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I stop you now. I stop you now. Every joblessness.
Amen. Slap of darkness. Satanic slap of darkness against my bread, my staff of bread. A sign to yes me. Satanic slap of darkness.
Can you start again, please?
Satanic slap, Igbati. There are things that happen suddenly, unprepared for. You are saying satanic slap of darkness against my staff of bread, my ministry, my marriage. Assigned to disgrace me and embarrass me. I stop you before you stop me. In the name of Jesus, I stop you before you stop me. I stop you before you stop me. In the mighty name of Jesus, satanic slap of darkness against my staff of bread, assigned to disgrace me. I stop you before you stop me. I stop you. You shall not stop me. I stop you. You shall not stop me from advancing. You shall not stop me from gainful employment. You shall not stop me from moving forward. You shall not stop me from fulfilling my destiny. I stop you. You shall not stop me in the mighty name of Jesus. Did you get it? Can you read it?
Every satanic slap of darkness against my staff of bread to embarrass me,
assigned, it has an assignment, assigned to disgrace and embarrass me. I stop you today in the name of Jesus. I stop you now.
Every satanic slap of darkness against my staff of bread assigned to embarrass me, I stop to embarrass me. Before you stop me, I stop you now.
In the name of Jesus. Do you understand that prayer as God gave us? When there's a, you know, when they stop contract suddenly, unprepared, you don't know it was coming. It is to sponsor harassment and to make one not to have what one was meant to have, what you have confidently done. Even by warfare on me, Koyekoni Kimalo. Do you understand? It is a slap in the face. So you are saying, in the now and in the future, you must never happen to me again. So you are saying every satanic slap of darkness against my staff of bread that is assigned to embarrass and disgrace me, I stop you before you stop me. You will not stop me. You are not permitted to take place anymore in my life, in the now or in my future. And you allow the Holy Spirit to amplify this word, but you stay on that word. Let your spirit man take it. Beloved, so you are instructing everything God has created to line up with the word, and nothing is permitted to work against you. So you are saying that satanic slap, this sudden evil occurrence, you are no longer permitted in my life. That is what you are doing. Thank you, my Father. I know you are right when you are ready. Say, I'm ready. So that we can start together.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. So we are saying, satanic slap of darkness against my staff of bread.
Against my staff of bread, assigned
to stop me, aside to embarrass me, Lord, before you stop me, I stop you now,
in the name of Jesus, I stop you in the name of Jesus, I stop you before you stop me, you shall not stop me if I stop you, I stop you in Jesus' mighty name. Every satanic slap of that man against my staff of bread. I find to be grateful. I find to embarrass me. I find to embarrass my ministry. I stop you now in Jesus' name. I stop you now in Jesus' name. Stop you now before you stop me. Stop you now. Against my staff of bread. I'm fine to stop me. I'm fine to embarrass me. I'm fine to embarrass my household. I stop you now. Stop you now. In Jesus' name. I stop you now in Jesus' name. I stop you now in Jesus' name. Please tell me I will stop you. I stop you now in Jesus' name. Every satanic snap of that man against my staff of bread. I find to embarrass me. I find to stop me. I find to disgrace my household. I stop you now in the mighty name of Jesus. I stop you now in the mighty name of Jesus. I stop you now in the mighty name of Jesus. You shall not stop me from doing my job. You shall not stop my feet from progressing. You shall not stop my household from progressing. You shall not stop my.
You will not stop me now. You will not stop my assignment. You will not stop my work. You will not stop me progressing. You will not stop us progressing. You will make us
stop now. Over time, the maximum of the stop you now. Stop you now. Stop you now. Stop you now. Against my staff of bread.
You will not have to do your money. You will not have to do your money.
hold of my marriage. You don't come hold over my children. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we don't have sense of strength. Father, Lord, if someone comes back to us, we'll see another one. We will not beg for food. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we will do the word that comes out can never go back undone. Heavenly Father, I hold on to your covenant in the mighty name of Jesus that every satanic slap of darkness against my father of bread to assign to another to disgrace, to disgrace, to stop shame. I stop you now in the mighty name of Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, come down. Every slap of darkness against my staff. Every satanic slap of darkness against my staff of bread. That is acquired. Father, Lord, that is assigned. That is assigned to embarrass. That is assigned to see the gracious. I stop you now. God, stop you now. The hammer of Christ, stop you now. Father, Lord, I stop you now. Go back to your sender. Be back to your sender. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be back to your sender. Back to your sender. Every satanic slap of darkness against my enemy, against my slab of bread, against the slab of bread of this household. Father, Lord, to disgrace us and to embarrass us and to put us to shame. We stop you now. Go back to your sender. Be hammered down by the Christ, by the hammer of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Beloved, you are going Amen. To say, write it down. Very important. I put a scripture there. Joshua chapter 7, verse 25.
Joshua 7, 23. Don't worry. No, we call them. It's a big number.
It's only an employer that you should pick their call.
Okay, Joshua 7,
verse 23 to 25. Read that word, read that scripture.
23 to
25.
Benny. Okay. Joshua 7. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua and unto the children of Israel.
Just for yourself.
From 19.
Yes, so that you can have a complete understanding.
From 19. Okay. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now that thou hast done, hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus this have I done, when I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. Then I converted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth of in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent a message. Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garments, and the wedge of gold, and his son, and his daughter, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all the Israel stoned him with stone and burned them with fire. After they had stoned them with stone, and they raised over him a great heap of stone unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of the place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day.
Amen. So we saw that he called the ally of Joshua was the one that wanted him to suffer disgrace, humiliation, by hiding an evil thing on the earth that he tread. Do you understand? And until they deal with that situation, they never won. So what you are going to say, you know me. I don't care who it is. You know me. You are the one troubling me. And you are feeling sorry for me. You know me. You are the one troubling me. And you are feeling sorry for me. Your secret is out. Somersault and die. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You know me. You are the one adding more insult to my injury. You are the one troubling me. Yet you are feeling sorry for me. Your secret is out. Somersault and die. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. You know me. You are hurting me. You know me. You are troubling me. You know me. You are fighting me. You know me. You are adding burden to my life. You know me. You are troubling my livelihood. You know me. You are the one rising against my breakthrough. You are the one opposing and standing in my way of moving forward. You know me. You are the one sponsoring disgrace, defeat, and distrust in my life. What are you waiting for? Your secret is out. Some assault and die. Some assault and die. Beloved, the reason why the wicked has to be cut off is that if they are alive, they continue to do wickedly. You can't trust them. As long as Pharaoh was alive, he would say, "I will change today." He would do the same thing tomorrow. What he said he had gotten over that he wouldn't do, that was what he did. That's why the word of the Lord said, "Thou shalt not suffer the witch to live." Exodus chapter number 22, verse 18. So you have to say what I said. And can it over mommy, totun fiya jemi, totun shebi ala anumi, on the long pomi long ju. You are saying, what are you waiting for? Some assault and die. Takitiko shubu, loruko jesu, takitiko wale, takitiko wale. I don't love it, but we have to follow what the Holy Spirit is saying. When you remove a fish from the ocean. You want them to die. That is their place, where the platform of livelihood for them. So it's their own place of oppression. So when you make somebody to lose their job, what you have done is that the source of their income, what they need to survive, to be responsible, you have affected it. So you are not my friend. If you know me and you are affecting my possibilities, you are standing in the way of my progress, God must expose you and judge you. Beloved, and I want you to mean it. And you know, as I was taking you on the prayer, God continued to say certain things to me. It's not everywhere you go, and it's not everybody must know about how progressive you are, what you are doing. Not everybody. There is a need for spiritual alertness. And you ba fe ke eyan jeun ogbono so pupo yo. Am I speaking? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. Oh, sorry, you are on mute. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Is that analogy correct to you? Do you understand it?
Yes, ma'am.
So, you can't know me and not be interested in my progress. I'm bewitching. And what you don't know, these things, they are internally to man. They are called envious witchcraft. Beloved, they are unexpressed verbally many times. They are from people that smile in the daytime and haunt you in the night. They are personalities that does not want you to rise. So, oh, le sopo yo le ndo enti o fe ko jeun. Ko sopo ti yoju. It was they were not looking for you to be full. It is the spirit of the devil. So you are saying, you, point your finger to the ear, to anywhere. Anyone that knows me. Because the word of the Lord, if you are thinking, Pastor Ellen, what are you saying? Because we just seen it. Achan was a family member of Joshua. He said, a man's enemy will be members of his own household. A man's enemies. Matthew chapter number 10, verse 36. And we saw it manifested. We saw David did not have an external enemy, that the Philistines had never won a battle against David. But internal enemy are more dangerous than external enemy. They know you inside out. So you see internal enemy like the Absalom against his father. You have to see an internal enemy that is called Ahithophel. Otiwolewode, the man that was a Mr. Nobody when he met David, now begins to give counsel like that of like an angel, was the one who partnered with Absalom to bring David down. Beloved, we will pray this prayer as the Holy Spirit directed, and we will see. I pray some prayers when the Lord leads me like this, and I said, anybody that fall down and die, I don't care. Yesterday morning, we prayed a prayer. I think 2 days, I begin to pray for men. Few minutes. And yesterday, I said there was something that was removed. It was hidden. That song can never be sung. That testimony was not going to be heard because of wickedness. And I got a text about, I got a text yesterday. Where's that text? I didn't see it until I finished the midnight prayer line. The text was sent to me. Good evening, my, just to let you know that my dad just passed away in the hospital. And they mentioned their name there. Anybody behind my issue, anybody that thought I must not rise, they cannot leave. They don't have the power to continue. Because anyone that thought that a child's life should be given in a replacement for their own life, the progress of another can be stopped. They cannot continue. So you have to know what you are talking about. You are not figuring, you are not looking at anybody. I don't care. But you are looking at anyone that partnered with the devil, that knows me, and is the one troubling me. What the, it is like somebody that you can't decode them. You cannot decipher them. They look like friends, but they are enemies. They rejoice in my nothing else, but they don't celebrate my greatness. So you are saying, anyone, this is a man. He was in his brother's camp. God gave him leadership. He said, you have my presence, you have everything. And what God said not to do, he went to go and do it. So that they can make him to fail. That's why. You are taking that prayer. I have 3 prayers. And then we begin to call forth your jobs, your interviews, and successes, and return. And it is time going back to work to know what to do, so that one is not just working from 9 to 5 for life. God must open the heaven and give divine ideas of what one can do that can consistently and continually generate income, so that one does not become at the mercy of anybody. So you are saying, you know me. You partner with the devil to trouble me. You partner with the devil to trouble me, yet you are feeling sorry for me. You are pitying me. You are pretending as if you are sorry for me. You are pretending as if you are pitying me. You have pity on me. Your secret is out. Somersault. Let your evil return on your own head. Somersault and die. Let your evil return on your own head. Somersault and die. Let your evil return on your own head. Somersault and die. Let your own evil go back onto your own head. Somersault and die. Istoli ikustozozia. Ilemengruzozi aplengosto. Zepriando kustoziate. Nelebre de costo sozie. Istondoli bruzazia. Indege custo sozie. Istondolo bosiate. Beloved, I cannot hear your voice. Usto lobri andege quasa. Iwato mommy. Don't shed it. Don't shed it. Let your evil return on your own head. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let your evil return on your own head. You are not going to be rebellious. You are not the one talking to be rebellious. You are the one standing in Jesus. You are the one opposing. You are the one writing against the prophet. You are the one
to trouble me, and yet you pretend to pity me. From my fault and God, from my fault and God, let evil return back to your house. Let that evil return back to your family. Let that evil return back to your household. Let that evil return back to you. For our fault is dying. The secret is out today. You know me. You pretend to pity me. You partner with the devil to trouble me. Let evil ways return back to your household. Let your evil ways return back to your house. Return back to your household. From my fault and die, sir. From my fault and die. From my fault and die. You know me. You partner with the devil to trouble me. Yet, you pretend to pity me. Your secret is out. Let your evil return to your head. Let your evil return to your household. Return to your household. Return that evil to your household. Let that evil leave within your family. Let that evil return to your household. It's from our fault inside. It's from our fault inside. You know me. You can't know the devil to trouble me. Yet you pretend to see me. Let your evil return back to your household. Let your evil come back to you. Let your evil come back to your head. Someone thought you die. Every hardship you bestowed upon me will return back to you. Every difficulty you bestowed upon me will return back to you. Every blockage, you bestowed on the family will return back to you. I know the devil to trouble me. Yes, you pretend to pity me. Your secret is out today. Your secret is out today. Your secret is out today. Return back to your house. Return back to your house. Return back to your house. Return that hardship back to your house. Return that difficulty that is upon you back to your house. Return that difficulty back to your house. From a fucking side. From a fucking side. From a fucking side.
They are no longer friends. They were enemies. that are behaving as friends. They are unfriendly friends. So if you call somebody your friend, beloved, what do you think? Judas ate in the same bowl with Jesus. He said, the one that will betray me is the one that dipped his bread in the same dish. Every one of them is saying, is that going to be me? Is that me? Beloved, Jesus said, truly I say unto you, one of you, eating with me here. Mark chapter 14. He said, one of you eating with me. You don't eat with your enemies, you eat with friends. He said, I no longer call you servant, but I call you friends. John chapter 15. Number 15. He said, no longer do I call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. He said, I call you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. So, and tomorrow, it will day. Only your fellow. So, they knew Jesus. A rat that doesn't know Jesus. He says, truly, I said to you in Mark 14, 18, there is one of you that will betray me, one who is eating with me. Every one of them was saddened. They were saddened. And one by one, they were saying, surely you don't mean me. Me? No. It's not written on the face. And it said, it is the war. One of the 12 who dipped with me, who dipped his bread, he shared my bread. He put that bread in the same dish with me. Judas does not have money to buy bread. Jesus made provision for that bread. He said, the one who put his bread in the same bowl with me is the very one that will betray me. So do not be deceived, beloved. When a family don't do you and your friend don't do you, the people outside can't do you. When he came to get Jesus, they don't even know who he is. He has to tell them in advance that the one I kiss is the one. He betrayed him. Kiss is an expression of friendship. It is a kiss of the enemy and not a kiss of the friend. He said, the one that I kiss is the one. Beloved, Jesus prayed, finished. In Matthew chapter number 26, he came down with his disciples, his friends who cannot stay with him. Different categories of friendship. So when we saw that Proverbs 17:17, a friend loved at all times, a brother was meant to be there. There are friends that we have that they have become a family member. They are like our brother. Because they are always standing by us when there are challenges. That is what friendship is meant to be. His own friends, the Peter, James, and John, they can't stay. They failed friendship because of fleshly limitation. They said our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. Weakness of the flesh. We understand that. But another category of flesh, of enemy that appeared, at least those people, they were friends. So you have friends that they really love you, they want to help you, but they just don't have the capability because of human limitation. But the class of friends that I am talking about, Ogbo Yoruba, Oni Afoju Olore Gungi, I will write it down because that is not my language. Afoju Olore Gungi.
What does that mean, man?
It means the people that you have done good to, but they give you evil back. A slap in the face. Afoju Olore Gungi. They sponsor regrets. Beloved, the friends that are limited has been consulted, but they were sleeping. But another friend, out of the friends, Matthew 26, the Bible says that while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came up, accompanied by a large crowd, with swords and clubs. Ore wo lo ye ko ma gbe igi ko mu awon ayad assassin. What say you? How can he be one that is leading wicked men? And he said, with the sword and the clubs, they came from the chief priest and elders of the people. Now he who was betraying him gave them a sign, saying, whomever I kiss, he is the one, seize him. Immediately, Judas went to Jesus and said, "Hey, Rabbi, a demonic, satanic celebration that was meant for assassination. Celebration of an enemy without any good inclination in mind. Mi o mo o ma gba ni Yoruba tori ede to gbo niyan. And you will say, iwo ti mo pe ni ore mi, iwo ti mo pe ni ore mi, Timoshelore. Ti o wa fe fi oju olore mi kungi. Ashile kobomo. That is why you must learn Yoruba. Emi na mi mo. What you are saying is that you that I called my friend. I called you my friend. I have helped you. I've shown you kindness.
Lori, kindness means Lori.
I showed you kindness.
So I'm you, oh Lori,
I don't know whether that is the way to do that. I'm just saying. What?
Similori means kindness now.
Okay, you see now that is the only thing.
Show me kindness. I show you kindness.
I showed you kindness, and you throw my kindness to work against me. You made the kindness I showed you. I showed you to work against me. Your secret is uncovered. You are judged. Abi, you want to show mercy, eh? You are judged and cursed with a curse. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do you get it? Do you want it in Yoruba or you want it in English?
He's written it in Yoruba. I have it in English.
Okay, read the English one.
You that are my friend.
I called you my friend.
I called you my friend.
I showed you kindness.
I showed you kindness. Okay.
But you have made my kindness, you have made the kindness I showed you to work against my progress.
Okay.
My progress and my new song.
And my new?
My new song. You can put anything there. Progress and breakthrough. Progress and engagement at work.
Mm-hmm.
Your secret is uncovered. You are judged and cursed with the curse of the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Amen. You are judged
and cursed with the curse of the Lord.
And cursed, okay.
In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Yoruba. Brother Lady there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Iwo ti mo pe lore mi. Ti mo se lore to wa fi oju olore mi gungi. Ashiri re ko po mo gba idajo Olorun. Je ki epe. Ti ako ninu Bibeli ki o le mo lori loni. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. That is Isaiah 47 and Psalm number 35.
E je ki epe
Epe ti ako si inu Bibeli. Inu iwe Psalm 35.
Iwe.
Ati Isaiah 47. Ki o le mo lori. In the name of Jesus.
Did you say Isaiah 47?
Yes.
But...
No, the old chapter is full of curses.
Oh, the old chapter, okay.
And Psalm what?
Psalm 35.
Psalm 35.
Okay.
You will see that the scripture does not take lightly wickedness. Only Yoruba Bible, Sokale 47. Si joko ninu eku wo won dia omobirin Babiloni. Joko ni ile ite kosi iwo omobirin ara Chaldea. Nitori ti akio pe o ni elege ohun alafemo.
Calm down.
Be Allah fi it be Allah si lo iyefun si iboju re ka aso ese ka aso itan la odo won ni koja a o si iho re a o si ri tiju re pelu emi o beso eniyan ki yo si lati da mi duro olura pada wa oluwa won ogun Ogun li oruko re eni mimo Israeli joko dakeje lo sinu okunkun iwo omo obirin ara Kalia Kaldia nitori o ki yo pe o a ki yo pe o ni iya lode awon ijoba mo emi ti binu si eniyan mi emi ti so ile ini mi di aimo mo si ti fi awon too much. That is everything that God is going to attach to the life of the wicked. Let them go anywhere. They won't get help. How can you turn my glory into shame? That is what you are saying. God said, I called you my friend. I showed you kindness. But you turned the kindness I showed you to work against my favor, against my progress, against my rising. Your secret is uncovered. You are judged and caused with the cause of Psalm 35, Isaiah 47. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let it come upon you in full dose without a change in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It so be and through the eyes of I release over the wicked, over every unfriendly friend, irrevocable cause of Satan and Isaiah 47 in the mighty name of Jesus.
My your secret is all covered. You are judged and caught with the curse of the wrath of Isaiah 47 and Psalm 10. 35. In the mighty name of Jesus, your cause is the cause of the Lord. In Isaiah 47 and Psalm 35, your cause is the cause of the Lord. In Isaiah 47 and Psalm 35, you have used my kindness against my progress, against my finances. You are cause with the cause of the Lord. In
Proverbs,
the cause with the cause of the Lord. In Isaiah 47, in Isaiah 47 and Psalm 35, your cause with the cause of the Lord. In Isaiah 47 and Psalm 35. Cause the cause of the Lord.
Isaiah 47 said, their nakedness shall be uncovered, and thy shame shall be seen. God said, I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. God said, I will meet them. God wants to meet them as the wicked. He wants to deal with the wicked. And he said, there cannot be any redemption for them. He said, therefore, shall evil come upon the wicked. He said, thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. Verse 11, Isaiah 47, 1. He said, and mischief shall fall upon the wicked, and shall not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. He said, desolation will come. He said, stand now with your enchantment and with your multitude of sorceries, wherein you have labored from your youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. God said, I judge them. God judge them. And in Psalm 149, the word of the Lord said, he has put in your hand a two-edged sword to execute the judgment written. That is why we quoted where it is written, against the wicked. Until they are judged, until Achan was judged, beloved Joshua did not know when
again.
Psalm 149, it said you have the right to judge the wicked. That is why you have judged them now. And therefore, the last prayer for the wicked, unfriendly friends. Let me give you the verse in Psalm 149, from verses 6 to verse 9. Let the high praise of God be in your mouth, and two-edged sword in your hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with feathers of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all of his saints. So you are partner with God. You have the right to judge the wicked. And therefore you are going to say, every unfriendly friend from my father's house, from my mother's house, troubling my destiny, my career, my ministry, my marriage, the work of my hands, my finances, and my children. What are you waiting for? From today, trouble yourself Odoju Jakware. That is what happened to them in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Trouble yourself, fight yourself. Isaiah 49 said that they will eat their own flesh and drink their own blood as sweet wine. One in month. They are confused. I'm going to repeat that prayer. You can put anything within the slot. As the Holy Spirit will remind you in every area where they have troubled you. Because it is time for freedom. Isaiah 49 verse 24, it says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty and the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with you, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and the Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. So by part of the power of redemption, every enemy that come against us, God will contend with them. It will confuse their language. It will make them to fight against themselves until every evil that they have wished us return upon their own head. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I want us to take the prayer. Every unfriendly friend from my father's house, from my mother's house,
troubling my destiny, troubling my career, troubling my ministry, troubling my marriage, troubling my family, troubling my children, my work, my hands, my finances. What are you waiting for? From today, trouble yourself. From today, trouble yourself.
From today,
trouble yourself.
Trouble yourself.
From today, begin to trouble yourself. From today, begin to trouble yourself. Every unfriendly friend from my father's house, from my mother's house, troubling my destiny, my career, my ministry, my marriage, my children, my work, my work of my hands, my finances, my children. What are you waiting for? Trouble yourself. Trouble yourself from today. Trouble yourself. Every unfriendly friend in my father's house, in my mother's house, troubling my children, troubling my children's future, troubling my career, troubling my ministry, my marriage, my children, the work of my hands, my finances. What are you waiting for? From today, trouble yourself. 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 Confuse them, my father. Confuse them. Trouble yourself, my father. Confuse them from today. Trouble yourself from today. Trouble yourself from today. Trouble yourself, my father. Trouble yourself from today. Trouble yourself from today. Trouble yourself from today.
Trouble yourself from today. Endro nega custoso sie in the libro do bongro si ato in dege custosia ille men grosso si ila ben gruso sie esto blonge curon dege custoso sie in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to trouble yourself. I command you to trouble yourself. I command you to trouble yourself in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. in la bongrosi iketua, in lebronege kukuzoze, in soprondege kustozozia. I command you to trouble yourself. I command you to trouble yourself. I command you to trouble yourself. In lobo kustozozie, in dege kwazozie, in laboko shate, binga kwazozo, in dege kustozozie. I command you to trouble yourself.
Hurry up.
In the mighty name
of the Lord. The work of my hands, my children, to trouble yourself today. What are you waiting for? To trouble yourself. Trouble yourself. Begin to 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 trouble yourself. Are you waiting for? Begin to trouble yourself. Begin to trouble yourself. Begin to trouble yourself. Every unfriendly friend in my father's house, in my mother's house, troubling my destiny, my career, my ministry, my marriage, my children, the work of my hands. What are you waiting for? Come today. Trouble yourself. Begin to 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 trouble yourself from today. Begin to trouble yourself from today. Begin to trouble yourself from today. Begin to trouble yourself from today.
According to the
About 3:45.
Okay. because I still need half an hour with you when you come back from menu. Your husband continue, but I want to be able to, I think we break bread twice. But no. I thought that we need to do the communion twice.
Okay.
So if you have done it 45,
I think she wants me to drop something for Tosin school, because Tosin school is different from Upper school.
Okay, what time is Tosin
that? Tosin called while we're praying that we need to drop his PE bags for him in school.
What time?
So I can go and drop that for him. I have to be there for 3:15, she said now.
You have to call me back. It means should we reconvene by what time?
It's 4, okay.
Okay.
We can reconvene at 4 because Tosin should be finished at 5, so she will have to go and pick Tosin up.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. But let's do this one, and I will just go ahead.
I have about 30 minutes. She still have about 15 minutes. And then she'll go and she can go and do the sandwich.
Okay. I'm just going to read a scripture. This is a vision that I saw, which is your state.
Which is very important. Listen.
God told me he's overturning it by mercy.
Amen. Amen.
You know, David would say, the Lord prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anointed my head with oil and caused my cup to run over. But when one is eating the bread of affliction, distress, oppression, the bread of the enemy, the bread that you are not satisfied with, that is not God, anguish,
Ben.
God said it is stopping.
Amen.
So when I saw the cup, and I said to the Lord, what is this? And the Lord said, he will overturn all of this. This is the scripture that I saw. He said, although the Lord has given you the bread of privation, that is the bread of adversity and water of oppression, he, your teacher, will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way working is. Whenever you turn to the right, not to the left. So what this is saying is that there are certain compromises that make one punished. Compromises. So you can't even want punished. Do you understand? Because one broke the law. And don't forget that we dealt with that. And that is where we come to the Book of Atonement. So everything that I was saying is dealing with what was the reason for the trouble. And you have been reconciled with God. So if I read the complete scripture in context, the word of the Lord said, from Isaiah 30 verse 18, it said, therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you. God wants to show you grace. And we have talked about what grace is. Unmerited favor. God is going to show you mercy.
Amen.
God is going to show you favor.
Amen.
God is going to help you. He said he longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on I to have mercy. On you. For the Lord is a God of justice. He bless all those who long for him. He long to show grace. He long to show mercy, he longs to help, and he's putting a demand on you to also desire him. Those who long for him, those who look up to him, those who wait for him. He said, all people in Zion, inhabitants in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. No more weeping for you in the mighty name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You will weep no more. Why will the Lord say that? He said it will surely be gracious to you, affirming his grace. For you are the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. So the prayer we are praying is receiving answer. And he said, although the Lord has given you, this was what happened before now, the bread of privation and water of oppression, he said, but that is changing, beloved, because you will align yourself with the word of the Lord. You will hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, this is the way, working it, so you will find it easily to obey God from today. But what
Amen.
We must do before we take the bread that makes you to yoke yourself with God, beloved, is that you are going to say, according to the word of the Lord, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 and 19. The Lord will have mercy upon me and show me favor, and I shall weep no more. I shall not know affliction in my career, no more distress financially, no more oppression financially, no more eating from my enemy. Have I joined your thing?
Amen.
Do you understand? That is
yes,
what because the Egyptians were the enemy of the Israelites, but they went there in the time of famine to ask for food. But God said, famine drove Abraham to Egypt. Famine drove the Israelites, the Hebrews, to Egypt. So God is saying that there will no longer be famine of opportunity, famine of career. So you are going to be saying it. You know those things. I will no longer go and beg my enemy to clothe me, to help me, to crown my head, to do something for me. No, because I have yoked myself with God, according to Isaiah 30:18, I will no longer know distress. I will no longer know sorrow. I will no longer know joblessness. I will no longer lack opportunity. I will no longer lack favor, because the Lord is favorably disposed towards me, because my God is gracious concerning me. He will look on me with mercy. From today, I will no longer borrow. I will lend to many nations. I will not borrow from my enemy. De custo gosi ila mongrusa arte, ila bongrusa zia, indege culobroso ote. According to the irrevocable word of the living God, I will no longer borrow. I will no longer be a subject, a victim of distress, a victim of oppression, a victim that eats the bread of affliction and drink the water of sorrow. I shall no longer weep. I will no longer run out. I will no longer fail. I will no longer fall. I will no longer miss my opportunity. My opportunity will not be miscarried. It will not be aborted. From today, according to the mercy and the grace of God, upon my life, Isaiah 18 and 19, I shall no longer know lack. I shall no longer eat the bread of affliction. I will not drink the blood, the water of sorrow, the water of regret, the water of problem, the water of affliction. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus,
in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus,
water of sorrow.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Now you're going to
pray. Amen.
And that whatever you have there represent the blood of Jesus. We're going to do this very quickly. I think we will do it two more times. And then I... Yeah. I've come in covenant with the blood of Jesus. It was the event earlier sponsoring death, which we saw a dryness, inactivity, lack of progress, inability to realize destiny. But the word of the Lord, Jesus said, in the book of John, chapter number 6, verse 15, for that the you have the bread and you have the cup.
Ma?
You have the bread and you have the cup.
Yes, I've done the Ribena, so I'm just finished the bread. Can you give me one slice?
So we're going to stand on two scriptures, which is John chapter 6, 50 to 4. And we're going to stand on chapter 4, verse 38 to 41. And very briefly, I will pray over it. John 6.
So,
John 6. 50 to 51. As a family, when you are breaking bread, these are scriptures you can hold on to. It is written, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. And Jesus said, I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And he, the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. So this bread is the body of Christ and is the terminator of death. Career deadness, financial deadness, marital deadness, deadness of love. In your marriage, God said this bread will speak life that swallow up all of those marks of deadness in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And I read chapter 4 of 2 Kings. I read 38 to verse number 41. Even
2 Kings.
Yes, chapter 4. Verse 38 to 41. The word of the Lord said, when Elisha returned to Gilgal, there was a famine in the land. As the sons of the prophet were sitting before him, he said to his servant, put on a large pot and boil stew for the sons of the prophet. Then one went out into the field and gathered herbs and found a wild vine and gathered from it a slab full of wild gourds and came and sliced them the pot of stew, for they did not know what they were. So they poured it out for the men to eat, and as they were eating of the stew, they cried out and said, oh man of God, there is death in the pot. And they were unable to eat, but he said, now bring meal, that is flour, that is bread. He threw it. The flour is used to make bread. He said, bring meal. It's like the flour also is likened to like a corn meal. He threw it into the pot and said, pour it out for the people that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. The beloved, what was eliminated was the death penalty. Was removed. Therefore, this bread, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Anyone that partake of me partake of life and not death. and the death that is in the pot. Beloved, the pot is likened to a container. It is in this container that you carry Jesus Christ, who is the living bread. And therefore, anything that means death of your career, that assaults your livelihood or your stab of bread, you are saying, as I partake of this bread and of this blood of Jesus, which is a miracle meal for me, I decree that every sentence of joblessness, of financial crackdown, of financial failure, disgrace is eliminated in my life in the mighty
Amen.
Name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. You said this is no longer a bread or a drink. This is a miracle meal. This is the body of Jesus. This is the blood of Jesus. As I partake of it, every deadness in my career be terminated. Every deadness even in my finances.
Financially.
To stand in my place.
Stand in my place.
And take care of my responsibility.
And to take care of all my responsibilities.
Without fail.
Without fail.
And to advance the kingdom of God on earth.
And to advance the kingdom of God on earth.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
So I drink unto life. I drink unto favor.
I eat
unto breakthrough.
I eat unto breakthrough.
And securing a new contract in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, my Father.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Now you can eat the body of Jesus and drink of his blood that established the covenant of breakthrough for you. For me and for us, in Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Can I go? I cover you. Blood of Jesus, what God has done at this time, it is permanent in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Has your wife left?
No, she's just going upstairs to change.
Okay, was she able to break the bread?
No, it was just mine that did.
Okay. Just give it to her as she's walking out.
Okay.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you for what you have done.
We thank you.
We decree and declare that it shall be unto us according to the word of the Lord. And no of God spoken, decreed, declared, stated, Lord, in a place of prayer in your hearing, shall be void of its execution and its performance. In the name of Jesus, but every word of God that is sent this afternoon will begin to find expression in the life of the world in the mighty name of the Lord. We give you praise, our God, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So Father, we'll be on the prayer. Bye bye.
Okay. Oh.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you.